I may lose toil. What is this toil all about? Is the idea spending hours and hours and hours so that you can read lots of materials so that you know a lot? Is that what it's referring to? The special aspect of Talmud Torah known as Amelus. They taught us otherwise. The Gemara tells us that for people who relate to Torah like with their right hand, it's a potion of life. It's a sama dachaya, a potion of life. Masmi'ilim bo. For those who use their left hand, meaning the weaker one, sanam avos. It's poison. That means if you give it your all, it's life-giving. If you don't give it your all, it's not that you don't get enough of it. It's not as powerful. It's dangerous. It's dangerous. What are we talking about? Rashi there explains, what does it mean to approach Torah with your right hand? Trudim lodas soda. They're troubled. They've got to figure out what's the secret. Now, Rashi here is not referring to soda as in the study of Kabbalah. The secrets he's talking about are not that world. What he's referring to is, what does it mean? What is the Torah telling me? Let's go back to the parasha. Yeah, Rashi explains, and it's got to be that way because fulfillment of the mitzvahs are mentioned separately in the pasuk. The only thing we're left with for b'chukosai teleichu means amelim b'torah. But how do the words b'chukosai teleichu mean amelim b'torah? You go, teleichu, you walk, b'chukosai, with, through the laws. B'chukosai teleichu means you understand this is what life is. Torah is the secret. The principles of Torah, they define for you everything in life. The place of it. Priorities. Right, wrong. B'chukosai teleichu. This is what you live. The amelus, the toil that the pasuk is referring to, is understanding that this is not just a religious experience. This is life. Understanding it is understanding life. You've got to approach Torah knowing every important attitude I need is here. And I've got to dig deep to find it. Comes in stages. The first thing is you got to learn the methodology. The methodology of Torah reasoning. First on a basic level. A logical sequence. Unless you went to law school, you're probably not used to it. And then how to dig deeper. And understand where everything's coming from. Understand why this one says that and that one says this. Of course, Torah Shebaal-Peh, the oral transmission, did not end with the Gemara. Ultimately means a study of the Rishonim. And learning to get into the depths. Shaping your mind. Learning how to think right. But only if that's what you're pursuing. If it's a matter of turning pages, if it's a matter of, all right, we've got to know a bunch of rules. You'll never get it. You got to know all the secrets of life are here. Takes time to learn how to derive them. But you're studying for your dear life, and until you get to the bottom of it, you're not going to get it. Now often, you come to yeshiva, so first, obviously, there are basic philosophical issues that have to be worked through. But then you're introduced to the study of Gemara. And it's pretty much, it consumes you. And you may or may not ask yourself the question, why am I doing this? They tell me this is what it's all about. I guess those are the rules of the society. Seems like traditionally, a Jew is valued by how well he studies Gemara. Come on. That's why we do it. That's why intelligent human beings spend day and night studying it. You got to know this is it. And one thing's for sure, at whatever level you're studying, it's got to make sense. It's got to make sense. You got to believe what you're saying. It's got to sound right. It's got to feel right. It's got to sit right. Because this is life. And it's not just Gemara. And you study Chumash. You study the Parsha. This is not Jewish lore. This is not, I guess, history. This is the Word of Hashem. Every story is there to teach you about life. And you got to make sure you're digging deep enough to get the real message. This is where it's at. So what happens if you don't go so deep? There's a lot of fluff out there that's far from authentic. Torah is not about fluff. Torah is not about heartwarming stuff. Yeah, learn the things that make you feel good. Authentic Torah is enlightening and demanding. It makes you wise and requires that you live by that. I would hope that every one of you understands that you're coming here not just to pick up rituals and not just become part of that ritual of Torah study, you're here to understand life. You're here to understand why we're alive and why everything that exists, our entire environment and every situation we're in, why it's there and what it requires of you. This is the book that takes us out of the insanity of mankind. People running around and exerting themselves, investing so much effort. And so much of it is meaningless or worse. So yes, study, enjoy it. The more skills you develop, the more independent you feel. It feels great. Enjoy it. But make sure you know what you're doing. And when you know what you're doing, you'll never stop. And when you know what you're doing, you're going to rack your brains and make sure you really understand it. This is where all the secrets are. This is where we learn to be sane. That our brain, the human brain, through which we access our souls that are godly, this is where the real secret, the true intelligence, the true stature of the human being lies. Where we really live to learn on an elevated level. And not waste our lives. And yes, then we have the good fortune of all the brachas that the parsha tells us about. Because we weren't created to suffer. Hashem created this place for us. It's only because we don't live sanely. We don't access truth. And we do things that deep down we all know are off. And we make our own lives miserable and those of everyone around us. So study Torah and know why. Do whatever you can to understand it and understand what it is that Hashem had in mind when He created you. Your life then will be one big blessing.